Simon Shin Sama Gimel Sif Lamed Dal. I think we finished all the Mishaburas in Lamed Gimel, yes. Okay, so we had a situation where this Mavi is quite wide, it's too wide. The example which the Shulchan Aruch gave was it was 20 Amos wide. So Od Efshalas was Tikkun Acher Lamavi Shuhurach of Esrim Amos. There's another way to solve the problem of a opening of a Mavi which is 20 Amos wide. So again, we have first option, we can make a Tursa Pesach across the whole thing, and that's fine. The second option, which was we discussed before in the previous sif, of making this board go down the middle and make it as if the Mavi was divided into the two Mavuos. We have a third option. How is that? We're going to close the opening of the Mavi. So we can theoretically close the opening of the Mavi, just to actually close it. So we don't need to do that. We can use a partial closures and still get the din of it if it's closed. Shiarchik Sheyamis. Starting from one of the sides of the Mavi going towards the middle, leave a gap of two amas. We ask a pass, rochav shalosh amas, and make a pass, three amas wide. We ask again, gam kem etzad hasheni, and do the same thing from the other side. So now, since the three amas is wider than the two amas, so the three amas is mevatel, the two amas between it and the kaisel. So it is as if all five amas have been closed. So on both sides, you've closed off five amas. You're left with 10 amas in the middle, which is now the width which is acceptable. Yishar Pesach, Ruch of Eser Amas. O Yachik Shtei Amas, Ushnei Tvachim. Okay, the truth is, you don't have to do it two and three. You can do two amas and two tvachim. You have to pass two amas. We are both tvachim. Whatever way you want to come up to your 4 and 1, 3 and 2, 2.6 and 2.4, whatever you want. But the only way it works is if the pass is greater than the gap. Because the pass is not greater than the gap, even if they're equal. And parse ka'imit is mutzer, but it cannot be. Then you're going to say, we're the hagisa mavatulay. So there's an opening of 10 amas on one side, an opening of an equal aver on the other side, it'll be mavatul, the pass in the middle. If the pass is greater than one of the avirois, so that aver becomes batul. So you can't say, we're the hagisa, the rear hagisa mavatulay. The pass stands, and now it turns around and it's mavatul, the gap. Because of Ibn Maruba. Fine. Dimlokay, also with Hagisa, Mavatale.
Who's the first step?
Mesarach Lizor, the Lord Lishbek Piska Rabba, Vaya Bazutza. Now, Chazal gave a heter, now, and then you're going to put a kara or a lechi on the 10 amas opening in the middle. But the rule of putting a kara or a lechi works for the access to the Mavi. But here you have multiple access points. So people are going to start using one of the access points. The halacha of kara or lechi will not work unless that is considered the basically the sole access point from the shusharabim or the karmelis into the mavi.
If I made my psi passing that I'm putting up a little bit bigger than he specifies, so I eat into the tenanbos a little bit, can I then dispense with my lechi akara?
No.
But now it's a din like we started off with, that I have like a standing ball that's remaining there. Why isn't that itself my pass now?
Okay, so it's a good question. Well, Mishra will touch on it a little bit. Right. Let's see.
What?
Zeb was asking, the Shulchan Aruch says that the opening is 20 amas wide, you close off basically 5 on each side, you have 10 in the middle, so you need a lechi still. What about if you closed off 6 on each side? Right? So now you only have 8 in the middle. So we could argue that there's an ambo there of extra length of your pass on one side, which I don't need to be a pass, I can count it as a lechi. Let it count as a lechi. Okay, so let's see the Mishaburus. Kuvim hey, yes, we ask the pass rochav shalosh amas. The nasa yedeze oimim meruba laporit shebetzidoi meneshav kisosu. So since the pass is greater than the gap, it's mevatel the gap, and the gap is considered luckily as if it's been closed. Valva gav the baal makamelon the parts koimid shari kimavur b'shimin sin b'shin samav beis siftes. if all you have is the one opening and the omen and the parts are equal, it's mutter. But shani hacha du parts gami said hasheni, but there's an opening on the other side, and therefore because the shavan are meaning asi avira the hagisa with hagisa mavatule. So you have 10 amas opening on one side, and you have 2.5 opening and 2.5 pass. So then you that Aver will be mitzvah with other Aver to mevatel the pass. So the pass has to be greater than the gap. Okay. Theoretically, you could get a situation where the Aver on both sides is equal to the. The three, you have Aver, Pass, Aver, and they're all the same size. So that then you will not say you hear the Hagisa, the Hagisa Mavatale. It's only because the Aver on one side is greater than the Aver, which is equal, is going to be problematic. Be sure Pesach Roch of Eser Amos. Sarach Lechi or Kara Lahatra Mavi. But the mice, you still need a Lechi or a Kara. The lawyer Odev Mishar Mavuas the Alma. The place that you place the current does not need to go across the whole 20 amas, because the whole point is that this is considered kosel mavi on the side, so the only opening of the mavi is only 10 amas wide. So the current does not, the current has to go across the whole opening of the mavi. The opening of the mavi is only 10 amas wide. Everything else is considered as if it's closed. So therefore, I have no need to put a current there. To go all the way across. The same thing with the lechi, it's placed there, not on the side, because that would be problematic. It has to be placed in the opening of the mavi, and the point is, the opening of the mavi is 10 amas wide in the middle. Now, Shartzian asked the question, why do you consider the pas to be the lechi? Because it's mufath from the kaisel shlosha tvachim. Shartzian and kufla medalit. So he says, the Tosfos already is bothered by this question. But why can't the pas be considered a lechi? Now he's talking even in a scenario where it's exactly 10 amas, but you have something sticking out making it 10 amas. Let that be a lechi. No, it can't be a lechi, because lechi only works in conjunction with the kaisel, and it's more than 3 tefachim from the kaisel. Now we had a machlokes before if that's a problem. So the Tosfos is obviously learning that's a problematic. But according to the Shitas, which hold that it's not a problem, you're going to have to answer this question. So the Moshe Dirsha, they bring multiple answers to the question. Since Mishabur doesn't bring anything else other than the Tosfos, and he doesn't mention that's told in Machlokes before. I don't know, that's interesting. So the scenarios which we had before is you have something there which is actually going into the space of the mavi, and it's nicker that it's distinct and separate from the kaisel. Over here, since it's going to be hemshich of the kaisel, it's going to be problematic. That's the simplest answer. Sedechanami, theoretically, if you would take part of the wall, part of this pass, and this is running this way, but it's this thick, and you make the last piece at the end this thick, so it looks different than the rest of it, and it's jutting into your ten amas, so that would be sufficient to do that, because it's nicker that's something distinct. Kamegar says that the chiddush over here is this pas becomes the kaisel, so the pas should play double function, to be the kaisel on one hand. Through this kiddush, how we're doing it, and then turn around and say, "No, it's a lechi that you can't do. You can't play double function." That's what Kivager's there is. And he sends you.
Why should a kiddush become a kosel? I mean, it is a kosel.
Okay, I'm saying, but we're using merub, etc. I possibly would be true even if the whole thing would be closed. If the whole thing is closed, we already said something which is more than 4 amas long, it doesn't look like a lechi. So if you're going to close it the whole way, you couldn't use it anyway. So you have to use it through this process. I'm not sure that's ma'akev in his words. But he so says in this case, because that's going to be the right size to have the discussion.
But if it was originally 12 arm opening, I could avoid the
tour. Right, but then you would have the other issue. The Maisa's kosel. They said it can't be kosel and lechi. You have to choose one or the other. Okay. Fine. Kufam Zayin.
That's the
I don't need it as a kosel. Over here, I need it as a kosel.
In order to minimize my 10.
Right.
I'm looking down to 10.
Right. As long as the pass is bigger, however you want to do it, so you want to close your 20 amos, instead of doing it on both sides, you do it on one side. Make a gap of 4 and a pass of 6. So now your opening is 10. It accomplishes the same thing. You wouldn't have to do it on both sides, obviously. So you have to be careful not that people should not be shaving to pass Pisco Rabba and use the zuta, because otherwise you're mavata latikan amavi. Shabur says certainly zor, which means I will be nastam in chashin shema yelchu bekatim yinichu legadol chazaga in of a maniach pesel gadol manichus bekatim. So chazal said we have an assumption, Gemara, that people in general do not leave the Pisco Rabba and go to Ayal Bazuta, because it's more comfortable going through the Pisco Rabba. So that you could assume that, but if you see people doing the other way, we got a problem. Shimosa came. The Kufam Tez, what's the Loimer? Tagile Zen, these battle terrorists, Pesach Minagodl, Bota Alechi, Akara, Hamasukin by Nisim Abiz, below Tikun. I don't think we finished the Simon. Did we finish the Sif?
Yeah,
okay. So the last thing he said was so you're going to have a problem, there's a Bittel Terrorist Pesach. And therefore the lechi is only a lacha on the Pesach. Well, this is not the Pesach, this is another Pesach. That the poskim say, even if the roiv tashmish is in the Pisco Rabba, it's still a problem. Even if there's only mir tashmish, if some people will be using this Pisco Zuta as the Pesach, so it's not exclusive to the Pisco Rabba, you're going to have a problem. So the only solution is making a source of Pesach Lezuta. That's what the Mechaber finished off. Because if So Shabura brings Kuf Nun. I'm Chutzim Kibeger Shemitameya. Kibeger asks the question: My Mahani b'Maz the Oisin Tursa Pesach Lazuti Zuta. Achreshin is Bata Tursa Pesach Min a Gadol. Tursa Pesach is a way to take something which is going to be open and close it. Right, you know. But the problem over here is a different problem. The problem is that the Pisco Rabba is no longer your access points. People are going through the Pisco Zuta. So, what does it help with Tursa Pesach? Therefore, Vanochim Kimosh Kosim Sefer Tver Shmuel Shto Sefer Hu Tzarch Lemer the Rabba. So the point is that you put a Tursa Pesach on the Rabba. So then, Vahashta Osi Shaper. So there's no problem when it's a Pesach is there. There's no problem of people using the Pisco Zuta, because so what's the problem? It loses the Shem Pesach. Well, but it's end of the Shem Pesach. It's a Tzuras Pesach. So you will not lose the dinner of Tzuras Pesach. There is a Chasan Ish says no. You can be garis lezuta, and he says the point of Tzuras Pesach is halachically like the Mishmar said multiple times. Considered a mechitza. So it's considered like it's also. The Tursa Pesach is considered like there's a mechitza there. So yeah, you have a mechitza which magically people go through, but it's not a Pesach. So the Pesach is the Pesach Amavu. So.
Well, it's kind of described.
So we had this idea before, this conundrum that some which we call a Tursa Pesach is a Vatal Shem Pesach from a Pesach. Like Mamash the opposite of what he's saying right now, and therefore it's a mechitza, and therefore the Pesach is the Pesach, even though it's not the Pesach. Okay, fine. Welcome to the world of Erevin. Okay, Lamed Hey. Pas Eshermano Shoisa Kane, the Might Rechav Amavi, the pas which you're using to be Might the Rechav Amavi. In Turkish, a pas Echad Shole. It doesn't have to be one board. You can do multiple poles as long as they're loved each other. The Pachos Mishloisha Kishalom Dami, because in Halacha, that's just the type it's closed. So I can create this pas, which is three amas wide. Instead of making one piece of wood, I can make multiple pieces of wood. As long as they love with each other, it's three amas wide total. It's called three amas wide. Kishalom Dami Kuflan Aleph. So Lomer Al Kain Ein Shayich Lomer Baza Osevira the Hagisa with the Hagisa Mavatule, because it's complete. So now it's three amas. It's not little pieces, which each one will be bottle in the Avir. It's one large piece, which is not bottle, but in the Avir, because it's greater than the Avir next to it. Okay. Sif Lamed Vav. Who Tashlum Simin Shin Samach Gimel. We'll make a Siyum, yeah. The last Sif. I'm just joking. Mavi Sheshavah Mitoichai.
Last Sif in the Sim.
Yeah. Mavi, which is flat. In the inside of the mavi, umidran pirish makam mashupa, but there's a slope. Mishusarabim means that the mavi is higher than the mishusarabim, and at the end it goes down on a slope from the mavi into the mishusarabim. Sheshab mishusarabim umidran l'soichay, or the mishusarabim is flat, and then at the edge it goes down into the mavi. It goes down before into the floor of the mavi. The ground, the level of the mavi. So, imhalach mislaket maat maat. If it's the slope is significant enough that as you're going forward, that with four amis of lateral travel, you will gain a horizontal gain of 10 tvachim. It's like that whole side is open. It's like this whole side is closed, it's like it's a wall. There's no, even though it's physically open, there's no need to put any tikkun there. Because we consider that this slope as if it's a mechitza. I'm not sure what the Ramah is adding. Mishabur Kuvim dot Bates. Umidran Mishazurabim, Shahya Karka Mavi, Gavoya Mikarka Mishazurabim. So the Mavi itself was raised up from the level of Mishazurabim. Huzalishapeya, it's a piskal that's Mishazurabim. So they had to create a slope to allow people to go in and out. And they made this slope. And if it made it a significant of enough of an angle, it's considered as if there's a wall there. The Shadrabim was higher. So the first access point into the Mavi, it was parallel to the Shadrabim. As it's going down towards the back, towards the back wall, which is the middle wall, it's going down on a slant. So if the gain in height is 10 tvachim high, as you move laterally 4 amas, it's considered shemabila sora. Salar mershi meshipua arka 4 amas. If you had a slope which is 4 amas long, oskar hugba karka lamala sora tvachim, and in that distance of forward movement of 4 amas, you gained a height of 10 tvachim. Habi kemechitza is considered as if there's a wall there. Abi mislak asar mitoy chomesh amas. If it only gains the height of 10 tvachim spread out over a distance of 5 amas, command the lasid amas, it's like there's no slope there in halacha. Shar karka dami denicha tashmish tei lehiluch. It's considered a gentle enough slope that people can use it. Therefore, it's not considered a mechitza. It's considered a ground, flat ground, as far as we're concerned. So this situation where it's at this angle that it's steep enough, is considered a mechitza. When you shum tikkun, there's a goiva to be set a pesach chaver like mechitza. Al shum mishaleh shapeh for halim. Though it's actually at a slant, but as far as we're concerned, is considered as if it's straight up and down, and there's a wall there. So shem sayim merah b'zeh tail. That's the meaning that the tail itself becomes the mechitza. So the
also go v'shu b'tzad hapata.
Shebetzad hapesa. So, right. Now we have remember just a few points over here that we had two shitas in regards to this din of telem islak asar mitoch arba that gains a height of 10 tefachim over a distance of 4 amas. Is the 4 amas measuring the, if you picture the your hypotenuse and the legs of the triangle, is are we measuring the bottom leg and that's 4 amas long, or are we measuring the hypotenuse is 4 amas long? That's a machlokas before, and that changes the difference between the slope of 22 plus degrees to 28 degrees. Because it's a little bit, if it's measuring the leg, it's a little bit shorter distance. If it's measuring the pattern, it's a little bit shorter distance. Okay. Fine. Now, which is the question is, so where is we allowed to carry to? So the chari should be allowed to carry not to the bottom of the slope. Well, I mean, in the case where the mavi is higher, not to the bottom, but to the top of the slope, and vice versa. In case where it's sloping downwards into it, you can carry up to the bottom of the slope. But the slope already is part of the wall. So it's your problem. The shita, which is makel all the way to the end. Okay.
Can we see this in terms of the wall of Rosh Hashanah, for example, the status of the top of the wall? Isn't that the same issue?
It's a good question. I'm not sure whether that din over there, which is in the Raisa, plays out over here. What's the status of the wall of a mavui? Immediately Jason says, "I'm lechur." Yeah, lechur should be also be. It's still more to carry than even a run. Yeah, you're correct. Direct.
What if this was on steps rather than continuous slope?
Be the same thing.
The only thing
is the problem is because there's we'll see a case where you have a wall and you put next to the wall some type of a sloping material which allows you to go over the wall like a ladder. That itself is about the shame of the wall, so it's like it works against itself because you're able to walk over it, so it's like a siram mivat mechitza type of a swara.
Even though the ladder is very steep.
In the case of a ladder.
Even though it's steep, I'm saying.
Right. So this is not better than that. Yeah, we didn't finish Shavuot yet. So the case over there was a case of two chatzeris next to each other. So if they have a pesach between the two chatzeris, they can be ma'arv as one unit. If they don't have any type of pesach between the two of them, they have to be ma'arv separately. So if they have a wall with a ladder which is kept there, that's considered a pesach, and therefore they can be ma'arv together. It's not mamash avat to the wall, but there's another case where it's a slope.
We had ladders by the house that was 10 tefachim from the inside, but not from the outside. I can't remember the details, it's a complicated case. And the ladder made a difference there also.
Right, correct. Okay, so the Ramah said, "Vezeh ha'tail, kufnun vav." The tail becomes the mechitza. You call here Mekavis tail. A different situation where the whole city is on a plateau. It has a tail all around it. And then they built on the top of this plateau. You built houses. Also, that you cannot carry there because lohavi mukif ladira. Basically, we had this before. The walls were there before the houses. Vayin shom sifkes, the filu bonu mechitzes, kavoy asura ala teil lo mahani. and putting a wall on top of the wall doesn't help you. But if the height of this raised platform, this raised ground, was less than 10 tefachim high, and they added on enough dirt around the edges to give a height of 10 tefachim, was that heck of having mukim the deer? That was done after the houses were there. Nasachah should be named here. Can yochel sakan afilu im hoya tel sabiv here kuloi. Going back to the first scenario, the tail went around the whole city and was there first. There's an eighth. The hainu sheivkois meatel b'shetach yeser meyeser amis b'roichav ashaliyah b'goyva asar tochem. You, as it were, break the ring. Find one place which is more than 10 amas wide, so it's a pirtza, that you're going to lower the height of 10, lower than 10 tefachim. Then you can rebuild it. So obviously, it's only relevant if the height is not that much, that not very high. You can sort of dig out it. You told me that much is, you know, quite high up in the air. That wouldn't be a solution. If you move your walls in from the edge of the tail, so then that works. It's like you built another wall inside. We had that before. That works also. Kimechitza.
If you do what?
If you build a wall, step back from the edge of the plateau. You can't build another wall on the edge of the plateau. It's the same wall. So you didn't add, wall on top of a wall is not called a new, not called Mukal Badir. But if you move your, if you build the wall around the city, not immediately at the edge of the precipice of the plateau, you move it inwards, so then that works. The tails of Mechitza. Meshchav v'ir charitz omak asar tefachim merechav arba tefachim. So we had before, you could have this accomplish the same thing, which that you have a ditch around the city, which is 10 tefachim deep, and it's 4 tefachim wide. Tavikim mechitza. That's considered as if there is a mechitza there, because that the wall of the ditch now becomes the mechitza. And minister mecharitz ayinay offer mitzvahs. Eventually, there's a buildup in the ditch, and there was dirt and gravel which fell in. If the width of that area, which has been raised up with this, whatever's fallen into it, is 10 amos or less, it's like a doorway into the city. But if that happens wider than 10 amos, so that's considered as if that part of the wall is no longer there. Fine. Let's see the Bir Halacha.
What happened to the part of the wall?
You had a charitz all around the city, and part of this, the charitz filled up with dirt. So it's no longer 10 tefachim deep. So that's not a wall anymore. So like you have a gap in your wall. So the gap up to 10 amas is okay. And your gap in your wall up to 10 amas is considered like a pesach. If the gap is wider than 10 amas, which means the amount of dirt which filled in is spread out over a width greater than 10 amas, it's a problem. Okay, we're going to do that Bir Halacha. Fine, we'll leave the Bir Halacha. We can start Shin Samad Dalet. Okay, Sim Shin Samad Dalet. Mavim are foolish. Mishnei Rosh Shav Lushas Rabim. So, the average case of a Mavi, you go from the Lushas Rabim into the Mavi, into the Chatzeris. So the Mavi is closed off by the Chatzeris on three sides. But you can have a scenario where the Mavi goes from one Lushas Rabim to another Lushas Rabim. It's not a main thoroughfare, so it's just a Mavi, but it's open at both ends. Oh, Tzarecha, Lushas Rabim, Tzarecha, Tzidoy Hasheni, the Carmelis. Oh, Yishnei Rosh Shav, Sukhan, the Carmelis. But it's not opening up into there's only two walls. So a source of pesach of mikan, so you have to close up one side with the source of pesach, and the source of pesach is like there's a wall there. So now you have three walls. Then malachi b'karo mikan, you put on the fourth side. Like any scenario where you have three walls, the fourth side of the mavi, you're mounted with the lechi or karo. Al mitzido echad psuach l'shusar rabim. Sira Sheni the Chatzar Sheni Murevis. The one, there is a chotzer which the back of the chotzer opens into this mavui, but it has an access point into a different mavui, and it was ma'arav with the other mavui. So, as far as this mavui is concerned, it's a chotzer shenem merevis. It did not join into the hishtatzvus of this mavui. And now I have my mavui open to an area which is also for tekarian, so it's part of the makam asrlo. So what do you need to do over there? It's just Rama on one side and the Chatzar Sheni Merevis on the other side. So it's open on two sides to Makam Asrlo. But over there, it's Archel Alechi Akara Mishnei Rosh. Machaber says that Alechi Akara is sufficient because since it's not a real opening into, it's a problem of Mitzad Dinei Eruv, Eruv Chatzeris issues, but Mitzad everything else is considered closed. So it's enough to put a lechi or a kara to separate it out from that chotzer, and then the same thing on the other side. So to remove a chotzer, because she is a tzonoy, my vorm liabas emishes hamagimel sechavah, but then mavi alimenu rak kechotzer tzar tikun chotzer mishnei tzadar. This is all discussing that it meets all the criteria of a mavi. Okay, mavi mafulish aleph, marashoyz hamavi lohaya baruch vayishir rishus rabim. But it wasn't wide enough to be considered Rishus Rabim. That there's going to be a scenario if the flow of traffic goes through the Mavi and out to the other, it's following the same path of traffic as your normal Rishus Rabim. So even though the narrows is considered part of the Rishus Rabim. But in a case where it's perpendicular to the flow of the Rishus Rabim, so until it's 16 amas wide, it's not considered Rishus Rabim. Now, so we're talking up to a width of 16 amas wide. So when you do your tikkun, we're saying alechi works. Certainly, has to work on one side. That's no problem. It keeps the rest of something which is 15 amas wide. The other side is 15 amas wide. So you're going to have to do some type of tikkun to allow you to put alechi there. Okay. So the Pesach, but Tom, so what does the Pesach do for you? So the Pesach closes one that side, and now we're back to a regular mavui. Let's say it opens to. So it's Hashem and Revis on the other side. Given the Chatzah Yesh HaMachitzis, right, in a Mavi Mefulish, we cannot call it a Mavi which is Mefulish, because it's not open into an open area, it's open into a closed area. That's not called open. Okay. That's Vein Tzorch Tzorch HaPesach, El Alechi Akara, Kerei Lechalik Ben Diyorei HaChatzah LeMavi Shoyasu Elo Elo. But you need to make some type of distinction between the Bnei HaMavi and this chotzer, which has not joined into the mavu. So that's a different issue. So you need for that alechi or kara is sufficient. So the mishmur v'yesh machmirim. The dafka alechi meet the tzad chotzer be'inon beloy kara. That you can only use alechi, you cannot use a kara. Kara is a din of hacker. So hacker doesn't work over here. Because I'll made the hacker by the end of the mavu. But alechi, which is a din of mechitza, so it works because it is an opening of the mavu. So alechi works. It's like there's a mechitza there. Then it will set it out from the rest of the mavi. Now, so I have a chotzer which did not join into this mavi. So I'll close it out. It doesn't help me if that the people a chotzer use the mavi. So part of the people of the mavi haven't joined. So there's no heter. Period. You can't carry there. It's like you're lacking in a rubric chaseris. The answer was that this was talking about a case that they weren't using this mavui. Gunshiyesh lo pesach lo mavui acher. It was this chotzer opened into a different mavui and it joined into that mavui, and that's how people would go. The people would go out that other mavui, not through this mavui. So this, then it's not part of this mavui, and it does not need to be misarev with it. But on the other hand, it's part of tomakama, so you need to make some type of closure. That's the case we're talking about. If this is the the mabi that uses usually for such a pasuk with losses einam meilus lahatushom. I don't care what you put there; it's not going to solve the problem. An actual door. And when he started the mabi, zayim sharach hatzeres apsuchos. So you need all the members of the mabi to be mishtatev to be allowed to carry it there. Okay. And we mishtatev by einus sarach le'arav klal k'mor shekosu b'simushin pezayin. Shetuvim avuots might override the need for a Ruvik Chatzeris in certain cases. So we'll see later on. Okay. In a case where the Mavi is like a Chatzer, so then you can't use the Teru of a Mavi to be matted. If the Mavi does not meet the criteria which he said before, it was mamash open on the two sides of Shul Rabim, and people would go through it to Shul Rabim. And Tzarek Rak Tikun Chotzer Mishnei Tzarev, the Hainu Mikol Tzad Shnei Pasim and Pas Rochav Arbo. So there's a trend that's cool over here. So the Mishabura holds that it's a chotzer, you're matter a chotzer. A chotzer is open the shul rabbin. You can still be matter with just a pas arba or two pas mishamashruhun. So you can do that over here as well. He's saying even though it's open on two sides. So Mishadishra here brings it to Chazanish, found that very difficult to understand. You're talking about there's a flow of traffic, it's porous, Mishnei Tzad of shul rabbin. And Rabbin Ichnosim, there is a chotzer of shul rabbin. So it's a caramelist. That point's a caramelist, so he finds it difficult to understand. Okay. Okay, I'll hold it here. Go ahead.